FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's crucial league match with Warrington Town, but before that it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news in winning ways as FC United bounce back from their Bamber Bridge defeat by producing one of the performances of the season away at Nantwich Town on Tuesday night.
OK, so it's corner ball and it's Hobson-Smith preparing to take this one. Can FC break the deadlock here? Play almost 43 minutes, take a short corner. Chips in, it's a very nice one. In goes!
Yes!
And it's Aaron Morris!
It's Aaron Morris has got his head on that. He's headed it right down.
It was a great cross from Griffiths as well.
Really was. And excellent work. And good luck to Aaron Morris. He had a torrid time first half on Saturday against a very strong, experienced opponent, then came back in the second half. He's had a good game in centre-back tonight, and now he breaks the deadlock.
Well,
excellent cross.
It's interesting there, because I'm sure Tundy was going, I'm sure I've got a toe on the end of that. He was desperate for it, but no, it was Morris for me. He got up high, and he headed it down. Bottom left-hand corner, the keeper couldn't do it. But good goal, good performance so far from FC United. Only a minute and a half to go before the half finishes. Great time to score. I know there's a few times to score that you don't want to score. 23 minutes, I think, is the one.
23 minutes.
And good header.
FC live there from Tuesday evening, and we'll be finding out shortly how the Reds got on against another promotion candidate in the guise of Warrington Town from Saturday. Coming on as a substitute on Tuesday night was Daniel Trickett-Smith. And to find out his mood following that 1-0 win in Cheshire, Tim caught up with Daniel at training on Thursday.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the start here. So, came last week just before the game at Bamber Bridge. Obviously, that wasn't the start I wanted, but then it was good to get the win on Tuesday against Nantwich, which I think has obviously boosted the morale, and looking forward to the next game now on Saturday against Warrington.
Looking to Tuesday, obviously, that was more like the FC we know and love. How did you find that game? Were you happy with your performance?
I obviously wasn't happy with the Saturday's personal performance, but then, again, the team said they didn't play well, and I think we all knew that we didn't, but then on Tuesday, all the lads put a great shift in, and you could see how much it meant to the lads and all the fans at the end, which was really nice to see.
In terms of, we saw you sort of quite an advanced position both times you played. I mean, it was slightly different on Tuesday because we were in a more defensive shape. But on sort of like Saturday, you played quite forward. You see yourself as an attacking midfielder?
Yeah, I'd say so. More attacking midfield. But I think now with all the managers that play different positions, it's hard for me to cement like a certain position. So anywhere really on the pitch, I'd be happy to play. But normally, more of an attacking role in midfield is where I'm most happy.
And in terms of the league, obviously, you've played two games in this league. Obviously, you've been playing in and around. How did you find the level of competition?
Yeah, I think especially, can't really judge on Saturday, but especially on Tuesday, it was because Nantwich were up there as well. And I think it was a really competitive game. I know the conditions weren't great, but I think there's not much different between the leagues from higher up into this league. I think the standard's pretty much all the same. And I think it's just good to see and keep on winning.
Daniel Trickett-Smith speaking to Tim there on Tuesday evening. Also at Tuesday night training, Tim caught up with attacking midfielder Larnell Cole to hear how FC's new signing was settling into the club.
Obviously, you've been around the club for a few weeks now. You came on against Bamber Bridge. Obviously, while the team didn't perform particularly well, when you came on, you looked composed, didn't give away the ball. How did you find it?
Yeah, it was what I expected, really. Obviously, watching the game, it's going to be a battle. That's, I think, what this league's about. But yeah, like you said, I've been here for a few weeks now. I've been training, been with the boys, and they made me feel welcome. So I'm just looking forward to the next few months.
Obviously, you're a more attacking midfielder.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'll be looking to play a number 10 sort of role.
Yeah, like you said, I'm an attacking midfielder. I like getting on the ball and trying to create and trying to add goals as well to help the team. But like you said, that game against Nantwich was a physical game that demanded a bit more of the defensive work, which, so I'm not a defensive player, but like I said, I kind of expected it watching it, the kind of game it was, but it was good to obviously see the boys win.
Okay, so we're literally coming into the last 2 months of the season. It's gone so quickly. We're right up at the top of the table now. We're in third. We've got Warrington on Saturday. Have you got any views on that game?
All the games now, they're going to be massive, aren't they? So it's important that we use a team. Like I said, I've been training with the boys and they've got a good squad and they've brought in players as well on loan, so we all should help to push towards that and goal of being promoted.
Larnell Cole there speaking to Tim at training on Thursday evening. And finally for this week's news, FC United manager Neil Reynolds headed into the weekend with a spring in his step following that superb victory over Nantwich Town on Tuesday. And to hear the manager's mood heading into the equally crucial Warrington Town match, Ben caught up with Neil on Friday night.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations for that superb victory over Nantwich Town on Tuesday night. I think the first thing to mention about that game was what a spectacle it was. It was such a great performance and you know, credit to both sides, really.
Yeah, Ben, I mean, Tuesday was, you know, it was a good game of football for the neutral. For us, it was really important that we bounced back. We let ourselves down last Saturday against Bamber Bridge and, you know, the players knew that and, you know, we're sorry to all the fans, etc., for that, you know, for the performance. But, you know, we don't come a bad side overnight. And I said that to the lads, and we worked on one or two things. We tweaked one or two things. And, you know, we came up against a really good Nantwich side who had, I think, won 7 and drawn 1 out of the last 8 games. So we knew, you know, and dispatched the South Shields 4-1 away from home. So we knew that we'd have to be really on our best. And I thought we were. We went there a little bit more defensive-minded. We scored at a good time before half-time and then nullified them to maybe a couple of long-range shots in the second half. So, you know, to go there and win, you know, we were going there for a point, but to go there and win is incredible and, you know, just shows a real character and mental strength for my lads.
I mean, there was some standout performances and, I mean, you said at the end of the Bamber Bridge game, you know, lessons learned and that kind of thing, and you just made some subtle changes, but the likes of Curtis Jones in central midfield, a similar role to what he played against Warrington early in the season, he was immense, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Listen, and that's what we said before the game. You know, we were going similar to Warrington. We knew their strengths. We knew that, you know, Curtis is a defender by trade, natural positioning. And if he sits in front of the back two, he can get our other two midfielders high up the park. And, you know, at home, we might not go that way because we like to go a little bit more expansive. But away from home, you know, he's done great in that position at Warrington and then now at Nantwich last week. And we might do that similar, you know, when we go on our travels this season. But it's something we work on. So it's not alien to the lads. And Curtis texted the next day, said he really enjoyed the role and it was kind of a, you know, master stroke. And it wasn't, you know, it was just, it's our second formation. So we went with it, it worked. But when you've got a Curtis Jones in there, an Aaron Morris behind, a Chris Doyle or a Matty Elton, gives you height, he gives you presence, he gives you power. But also with Curtis, he can play. You know, he's really comfortable with the ball and he can stride forward. And it allowed Potts and Griffiths to get higher, so which allowed our wide men to get higher. So it worked the other night. But like I said, it's not our... We like to go a little bit more expansive at home, so we may tweak it again tomorrow.
And obviously, you know, the performance against Nantwich Town, you know, we could talk about Cameron Belford's saves. Aaron Morris was on another planet on Tuesday night. It's a springboard, that performance, wasn't it, into Warrington, hopefully?
I mean, Ben, you know, Tuesday night was absolutely, I don't know, I'm so proud of the boys. You know, people have doubted him and, listen, there was real choice words said after the Bamber Bridge game. You know, I questioned their appetite to go and finish the job that we've started this season. And, you know, it was difficult for me because we're such a close-knit group. you know, for me then to walk away from Bamber Bridge in the manner that we did on Saturday, and then only see my boys again on Tuesday, and for them to go and deliver that performance is exceptional. And I talk about mental strength, I talk about character, I talk about having a special dressing room. Well, all that came out in abundance on Tuesday night. And do you know what? All I asked them to do, which is a little bit old-fashioned, is to leave everything out on the pitch. You know, we didn't really go into tactical shape. Set PS, I said, just leave everything out on the pitch. And if you do that and we get a point or we get three, then great. If you do that and we don't get anything, then we'll accept it. But don't turn up in the vein, in the manner that we did against Bamber Bridge. And don't do that again, because, you know, it's not good. We're not doing ourselves any justice. But I thought Tuesday night, the boys were exceptional. And, you know, on the balance of play, like you said, Belford made a good save. But, you know, apart from that, we limited them. And I think the defensive display was superb, and we fully deserved our points.
With 13 or so games left to play, obviously every game is a cup final now. I know that's a bit cliche, but, you know, with Warrington coming to town tomorrow, is this where fitness and that's mental fatigue that we're talking about after the Barrow game, it looks like it after Nantwich, the boys might have turned a corner?
I mean, if you seen them in training last night, Ben, that bounce was back. You know, I haven't seen that for a few weeks now. You know, they've been great to work with, but I could see they were hurting. Last night, on the back of that 1-0 win, we were back, and I just felt it, and I said that to Brian. I said, you know, I can smell it, I can sense it, and that gives us real, you know, real lift going into Warrington, because we've got some massive games coming up. You know, Warrington, Scarborough away, South Shields away, you know, your Ashtons, your Athertons, etc. We're just gonna have to be at our best. We're gonna have to be lucky with injuries. We're gonna have to be lucky with fatigue. I think we've got two Tuesday nights until now to the end of the season that we're not playing. So we're pretty much back-to-back now, Saturday, Tuesday, like we were at the beginning of the season. But that's good, because, you know, if we do win games, it gives us the confidence, and we only have to wait 72 hours till the next game. And if we don't take the maximum points, again, we're only waiting 72 hours to put that right. I said last week, Ben, I said any team to win this league now out of the last 15 games, it was at the time, I said we'll have to probably string 11 or 12 wins together. And I stick by that. We've got 13 games to go. We've chalked it off. We're probably going to need another 10 or 11 wins if we were to achieve the unthinkable. And probably maybe 7 or 8 wins to get in the playoffs. But listen, we're enjoying every game. We're looking forward to Warrington tomorrow. We're hoping we're going to pack out Broadhurst Park. And we know that how difficult the game's going to be. It's going to be a feisty occasion. It's going to be two teams that, you know, are desperate for the points, who play good football. And I'm sure that, you know, come quarter five tomorrow, the best team on the day will have got the points, but whoever it is, they're going to have to work really hard, because my boys aren't prepared to give anything up, and I'm sure Cardi's boys are going to be in the same similar vein as me, as my boys.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a couple of personnel questions just before we go, Neil. You said in your post-match interview that you were hoping that Sinclair Smith might be back and Donoghue. We obviously saw Linney limping off. So how's the squad shaping up?
Yeah, so Finn trained, and he'll be back tomorrow. He's in contention. Donoghue didn't train. He's only going to start light training next week, so he's probably a couple of weeks away. He's 99.9% certain that Linney will be ruled out tomorrow. He dropped out of training again last night. But you know, we got Big Cal Hawley trained. You know, he came through his session. We've got 19, 20 bodies available for tomorrow. So, you know, three or four will miss out. It's unfortunate. It's unlikely we'll get Regan through unless, you know, something miraculous happens overnight. But listen, we've got real strength at the top end of the pitch. You know, Charlie Ennis is fully rested after Tuesday night. Finn Sinclair Smith's back. We've got Trickett Smith in there. You've got Morgan, who looked a real player on Tuesday night. So we've got options. So I'm obviously Tundy down the middle and Cal being back. So attacking options were great. Defensively, we're signing midfield that, you know, we're similar to what we're going to be. So, you know, it's a game that we can't wait for. It's going to be difficult to leave lads out tomorrow, but I'm sure that they'll understand at this stage of the season that everyone's going to play minutes. And that's all I can say to them. So, you know, big game. And hopefully we'll see everyone down there tomorrow.
So, hello everyone, and welcome back to Broadhurst Park. And Sasso Paul's with me for this opening bit of the show. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, today's match is on. I repeat, it's on. Bit sandy in places, but the pitch hasn't let us down today, Paul.
No, obviously it passed the pitch inspection at 10 o'clock, and interestingly, Basewood's game is now off.
At Witton,
yeah. Nantwich is off. So obviously, you know, obviously today we have an opportunity to go second.
Yes, and it's a big opportunity, but it's also a difficult opportunity. Warrington Town, today's opponents.
I think we've lost a similar amount of games, haven't we? It's just Warrington have drawn loads.
Warrington are the co-draw specialists with 11 draws in 28 games, along with Buxton. So a lot of draws away from home. I think 6 draws away, Warrington, only 4 wins, 2 defeats. There's a fascination about Jordan Buckley this afternoon, mm-hmm. in that he made his debut at Warrington and scored the winner. And here he is back again, trying to carve out a new career with another club.
Yes.
A bit like deja vu, really. We had 2 good games with Warrington early in the season, honours even.
Out of the FA Cup, weren't we, at the hands of Warrington, but 3 days later we beat them, me and you commentated on that game.
Which was a great performance.
Where Tom Dean scored.
Yeah,
it was Jordan Buckley, I know. It was just a mistake on the night. Anyway, obviously it's a follow-up to Tuesday night's game against Nantwich Town, and we heard from Neil Reynolds earlier, and Matt turned a corner. That was an old school, I want to say old school, I mean before Barrow performance from FC United, that one.
That was back to before Christmas, where we used to go away from home and fight hard and scrap, get a goal and then basically protect it very well. Defensively, we were good before Barrow. We lost that a bit in recent games, but Nantwich, we were back to our defensive best. I thought Belford made some good saves, but he's very well protected as well as a back four. And obviously Curtis Jones playing in midfield, which we expect again today perhaps, was a very inspired move.
Yes, I mean Curtis Jones was one of several players who had brilliant games on Tuesday night. Aaron Morris was superb.
Yeah.
Cameron Belford was brilliant.
And I think Potts as well in midfield.
Potts was superb, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I know Alabi had a different. I know he's still not scored for a while, but he was pretty good as well.
I thought he had a combative evening.
Yeah.
He caused them a lot of worries, even though he didn't score. And, I think another goal for Tundy will kickstart him again for another few.
Let's talk about the team selection for this afternoon. It was bound to happen. We've got all 3 barreled Smiths in the squad this afternoon, but only Honsom Smith starts. He was good as well on Tuesday night.
Yeah, he did well. I remember one run he took 3 or 4 on down the right hand side, and it was possibly a bit of a time saving run as well. But he committed 4 players. Even the keeper had to come out eventually, and it was a point in the game where we were under the cosh, and he got the ball and said to himself, "I'm going to do something for the team here. I'm not going to score a goal, but I'm going to plough down that flank and see where it goes." Yeah, very impressive attitude.
Absolutely. Obviously, Regan Lindy limped off. Renner wasn't too sure whether he was going to be even in the squad today. He is on the substitutes bench. In comes Charlie Ennis. Charlie Ennis has got a point to prove after the first half against Bamber Bridge.
Yeah, I think he's obviously, you always get a mixed bag with Charlie Ennis. You get moments of inspiration, but
Sinclair Smith is also back, but he's on the substitutes bench, as is Ben Kerr, who I thought had a very good game on Tuesday night. Jack Lenihan's on the bench, as is Daniel Trickett Smith. So the attacking lineup from FC United in that final third this afternoon. Tunde Owolabi starts, then Charlie Ennis, Morgan Humpson Smith, and then it looks like the free midfield again that we had last week. Potts, who was pretty advanced actually for most of the game.
Yeah.
Griffiths and Jones.
Yeah, Potts was getting shots in, which quite often he doesn't. Not always hitting the target, but he's a threat. And it's going to be a tough afternoon, I think. It's going to be a. Warrington are on the fringe, aren't they?
Yes.
That's the worry, you know. And
they've been on the fringe all season, pretty much now, haven't they?
They've been hanging on to the fringe. And they really need to string some results together. Whereas we're in a position now where we're in third. We could strike out for second. If we go second tonight, psychologically, that's really big, I think.
Yeah, and it's 4 points to get between ourselves and South Shields. I'm just throwing it out there. South Shields are travelling to Gainsborough this afternoon.
And we've talked about Gainsborough recently.
Yeah, if I was to write down my list of tricky aways, Norfolk, with Curtis Woodhouse in charge now, is
well, they came here and got a draw, didn't they? They showed that they're made of sterner stuff at the moment. So that's not a given by any means for South Shields. And South Shields, to be honest, they've dropped points in recent weeks.
Yeah, they're stumbling a bit.
Not formidable as they were. Now, you know, I'll give you 2 quick stats. When we've scored first this season, we've won 74%. And the other one is at home. It's 51 games at home since we had a goalless draw. It's 2 years ago against Chorley. How about that?
I remember that game. It was dreadful, wasn't
it? Yes, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
So for fans of goalless draws, don't come to Broadhurst Park.
No, sure. Well,
so that's a positive.
That is a positive. A decent crowd here this afternoon as well for this one, given the fact that this game, for all intents and purposes, for the last 72 hours has been off. It's good to be having this game on. And
well, we know Morpeth are in crisis in terms of games in hand.
They're going to be playing. They're going to be playing Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
I reckon, because they're also still in the League Cup.
Yeah.
And they're also in the the semi-final, the County Cup as well.
We're really hoping when we go there in April that they'll be worn out. They'll be fatigued.
And the pitch is all right.
Well, the pitch again. You know, that's another question mark, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a fascinating thing. We beat the team in fifth on Tuesday. Now we've got to beat the team in sixth.
There we go. Well, Paul is hoping. We'll be hearing from Paul again at half-time. LiveTeamStats.com, the place to go to for all your live statty needs. Thanks to our friends at ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And it is FC United taking on Warrington Town this afternoon. And in the league, of course. And James Quinn will be commentating, as will this man, Roy. FC United played midweek against Nantwich Town, fellow promotion candidate. Got another one here this afternoon. Team talk does itself, doesn't it? It's the same again.
It is the same again. I mean, you know, that word consistency has always played, you know, within the sentences that I talk on FC United. And, you know, without a doubt, they've got to where they have got through a consistent playing level. We can't let that go, you know, even though I think one of the key factors will be the fact that, you know, the turnover of players is slightly different now. You know, you still need that that same consistency level, and it comes through your coaching and your practice play. So hopefully, you know, we can hit that in this game.
And James, you're with us. Hello.
Yep.
It was a brilliant performance, but the other trouble is with Tuesday night is you don't want to blow out, do you?
No, I thought that was in some ways a performance of the season. I think in terms of the context, first defeat in 15-16 league games 3 days before, Nantwich 7 unbeaten, and Nantwich I think very bullish. And as Neil Reynolds takes the field, there's his customary applause and signal to the fans, and I thought the change of formation worked very well, which we understand he's retained today.
Yeah, sneakily, because in his pre-match interview he was hinting that's going to be our away formation, but it works so well, this formation, against Warrington in the away game. It'd be silly not to see if it works again. Nantwich play a certain way, Warrington play a different way, and that's the challenge today, isn't it, Roy?
Yeah, well, if I know Warrington, you know, and their staff and the players, they'll be up for this. They'll be up for it. They'll be trying to do a high press, trying to unsettle FC United and try and cause a little bit of indecision in there as well.
Well, the teams are now coming out onto the pitch. So it's FC United against Warrington Town in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, live here on FC Live for Broadhurst Park. Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's now time for this afternoon's coverage with Roy Sewell. But first, here's James Quinn.
So it's a free kick. Into the box. So Ennis, if he's suddenly got to deliver, he needs to deliver with more penetration than he did with those two crosses just now. And this is right on the edge of the box. Right-hand side is FC attack. Thompson-Smith again. Dodd is there, but he withdraws. And Thompson-Smith, this time, is going to look to deliver a cross here. Can he find quality? Plenty of red shirts.
Need to fire this in.
All the big defenders up there. So Thompson-Smith then. Low cross, deflects, yeah. In! And that was good work from Thompson-Smith. He blasted it. Someone to my left said he needed to fire this one, and that's just what he did. It came off a Warrington player, I think. And 1-0 FC United.
Yeah, it was a great execution he did. He ran up to it, left-footed, fired the ball in. A little bit swaz on it, you know, as it hit one of their defenders and just spun off him. Straight into the far corner, absolutely rooted the goalkeeper, you know, to the floor, and FC find themselves 1-0 up.
And the ball is played back to Curtis Jones, halfway line. Curtis Jones under pressure, good pressing from Vassallo. So you've got to be wise to this, that Warrington's pressing is very persistent and effective. And the ball goes out for a throw-in on the halfway line to FC United. And FC have created openings and then haven't fully capitalised, apart from the free kick, which led to the goal, of course. Aaron Morris with the throw, 38 minutes played. Thompson Smith and Morris kind of hooks a speculative clearance, which Raven nods down poorly, and Griffiths picks up the second ball. Ennis down into the box. Ennis got Raven for company. Ennis tries to get a shot in. Now it's Owalabi on the turn. He scores! Oh, magnificent goal from Tunde Owalabi. The goal drought is over. And I tell you something, he had his back to goal. He had a defender in his way, but he turned on it and put it exquisitely into the corner, the keeper's left-hand side. It's 2-0 FC United.
Yeah, you've got Ennis there who tried to work an angle for himself. Saw it was shut off from the edge of the box, but he smashed a ball there that took a deflection off one of the Warrington defenders and fell at Tunde Owolabi's feet. And Tunde, even with his marker behind him, marking him up, he managed to turn him, half turn him, and then smack a right foot shot that took a slight deflection, I think, and just wrong footed the goalkeeper completely. But do you know what? Won't say that in the newspaper. It'll just say Tunde Owolabi won.
I'll decide what goes in the match report, if you don't mind, Roy.
So 29 goals.
Yeah, but I give you the lines.
Haymiss, who squandered an opportunity a few moments ago. Warren flicks it down the line. Morris does well, but the second ball will fall for Vassallo. Can he get a cross in? Low crossing, great ball in, and John Buckley scores. Well, FC caught cold there, I have to say. Sloppy on the cross, and well, that's... Well, you're never more vulnerable than when you score, and I suggest Jordan Buckley did well there. He gambled, got in there, but Dodd would have thought that he would have got in the way of that.
Well, we lost possession down that right fullback area, and once the ball got in behind Aaron Morris, it opened us up, didn't it? And the lad, to be honest, Vassallo, I think it was, who smashed the cross straight across the six-yard line, and Buckley, even though he was under real big pressure, just bundled the ball into the far post area. 2-1.
Duggan now low cross in, and the ball's spinning around the area, but in the end Potts has it and he clears his lines. Raven though gets a foot on it. Macrath now nods it down very nicely there. Good turn. Scott Brown plays it back to Roberts on the halfway line for Warrington. Roberts comes forward, there's space in front of him and he's allowed to run now. Plays it out to the left hand side. Cross ball in, good looking cross.
Oh,
it's gone in, it's 2-2. Oh, Cameron Belford misjudging that. And FC United have squandered a two-goal lead in the space of, what, a couple of minutes. Ball was spun in, very speculative. And Belford, well, he just, I think he thought it was going wide and it curved inside the post. And it's FC 2, Warrington Town 2.
To be honest, I mean, it was a really high spinning ball, wasn't it? And one that had him scuttling across from the front post to the back post area, and it was just a vertical drop, and although he should have put it over the bar, he misread it and it's ended up in the net.
And FC have found a good crowd in today and in good voice, and FC need all the support they can get as they look to regain the lead here in this very, very important contest. Out to the left hand side, Potts can't get that one. Throw into Warrington. Halfway line, Duggan takes it. Bohan Dixon volleys it forward. Amos back to goal, plays it to Dixon. Dixon will play a square ball to Warren. Warren just a few yards inside FC territory. Nice ball forward. On the turn is Vassallo. Ball breaks though for Thompson Smith, who does well, but then over elaborates. And Potts now has got to win this ball. And shoots.
Ooh, he's done
and
it.
FC United, they're giving the ball away. Oh, it took a deflection. Yeah. And FC United just pressing the self-destruct. But their Potts going absolutely berserk with Thompson Smith there. And FC United, authors really of their own downfall. The wind played a part for the second goal, perhaps. But a substitute being readied immediately. I think it's Trickett Smith, but dear, oh dear, oh dear. Well, talk about the day you think you've got it cracked is the day you start to fade away. Plenty of time left, but FC United, having been 2-0 up, are now 3-2 down.
Yeah, and again, you know, indecision in the play. They've got to start raising the pace of the passing, of the movement of the ball, of the movement of the player. Keep it going. Warrington feed off high pressure, and FC are playing into their hands at this moment in time.
And now Belford plays it out to Doyle. Is under pressure, he's got to get rid of this, does so. Griffiths in a deeper role now, with Jones playing in the back four. Curtis Jones over halfway, plays it back to Griffiths. Griffiths, square ball to Doyle, still inside his own half. Doyle plays it out, nice ball, if, well, nice looking ball, but Doggan there will draw the foul, I think. No, he won't! Dodd, how can he get a cross in? Oh, and what a weak effort there from Trickett Smith, but it's a penalty! Well, a shove, an unnecessary one there.
Was it on Dodd?
I think
it was on Dodd, yeah.
Well, what a big moment here in this game, and what a big moment in the season here. Warrington having gone from two down to go 3-2 up, they've conceded a penalty. It's a pretty unnecessary shove, you have to say. And now Ennis, can he do the needful? There's two players still having a word with the referee, over saying, go away from me. And Charles Ennis waits patiently. This will be partly to waste time and to get in the ear of Ennis, and that's what Doggan's doing now. Ennis turns to him, which I would suggest Ennis shouldn't do. Have any. Now then, here comes the penalty. Charlie Ennis. Great penalty. Superb penalty from Charlie Ennis. Top left-hand corner. There's no way the keeper saves that. It's 3-3. What a game of football, Roy Sewell.
Well, to be honest, now he can turn to him and say, what was you saying? Take the pips out of that one.
Now Scott Brown with a cross. And a good defending from Curtis Jones. Second ball, though. Won well by Warren for Warrington, just outside the box, and draws the foul off Finlay Smith there. Streetwise football from Warren there. And this is a nice position now. It's about 20, 23 yards out, I would say. Masalo, Bohan, Dixon are the contenders. And here it comes now. It's Bohan Dixon. It's a lovely one there. And it's gone in a rebound. Ooh. And where on earth were the FC defenders?
Roberts
the man. And Belford puts his arms outstretched, as it was a good free kick from Bohan Dixon. Belford did well to save it, to get a hand to it, and not an FC defender in sight as Roberts picks up the rebound. And FC, as we move into the final minute of the added time, with maybe one last throw of the dice now to get this ball up the field and hope for something. Belford now, long ball now into Warrington. Doyle's gone up, but it passes him and it's cleared.
Come on,
and
get
Morris, up there. Well, Morris was saying, come on, Belford. And Morris has got to get this back to Belford now. Belford's just got to hoof this downfield now. Long ball, but it hangs in the air, halfway line. Bohan Dixon, commanding header. And Griffiths plays it back now to Belford. Surely the last throw of the dice. 30 seconds. Down the line it goes. Doyle goes up, nods it on. Alabi. FC United have a free kick. About 30 yards out. Please don't take it quickly, Griffiths. Just floating into the air. Everyone's up. Just Potts has stayed back. Everyone back for Warrington. Potts might as well go forward out to the edge of the box. And a quality delivery now required. This is the last throw of the dice for FC United to find an equaliser here. Griffiths square ball. Potts, what was that? Potts better get this in quickly. A good cross in.
Get in. Good.
Jones! Dennis Jones! It's 4-4! Oh my goodness me! Oh my goodness me! Well, there was the commentator saying, what was that? It was a perfect ball and a peach of a cross from the skipper, Michael Potts, and Curtis Jones, with the composure you need in a moment like that, to nod it perfectly placed into the bottom right-hand corner, and it's 4-4. Oh, my goodness me. You think you've seen it all. And it's, well, is the referee going to add some more time on here? But no, the way that this game's gone, nobody should count any chickens till the final whistle goes. Off we go, and that's it. Well, you can look at this cup half empty or cup half full, really. of half empty versions. FC were 2-0 up and they've only got a point, but the cup half full version, which at this moment feels the more appropriate one. FC 4-3 down in the 96th minute. And Potts and Jones coming up with the goods.
To be honest, James, what I'd say is that if you look at the two games on Tuesday and today, you'd have took 4 points from them two games without a shadow of a doubt. And basically, we might have done it in a different way, but we've ended up with 4 points. And I think that in itself is a positive.
And Potts was given man of the match by the team. Would we go along? We've got three names on our list.
Well, I've got Curtis Jones with consultation as being number one. Adam Morris, that I thought, did quite well throughout the game consistently. And Ennis, while he was on the field, was very influential. But Michael Potts did his bit, yeah. But, I think the other three players were a little bit more influential.
From FC United have pulled off an excellent draw in the end, but much to... and the fans absolutely love that. And they deserve that, the fans. 2,000 here today. And they deserve the reward at the very end there as FC. And it's also in a game like this, you gain a point and you take away two from a promotion rival.
Well, at the end of the day, I think FC have ended on a high. Warrington, it might affect them in the next game. They're on a little bit of a down and feel that they could have won that game, which, to be honest, in the timing of the equalising goals, they should have won it. But, the ball was just changed slightly. I think it was Griffiths on the ball, and it looked as though he was going to dink the ball into the box, pushed it out wide, which changed the angle then of the delivery of the ball, and it came in into the back post area, and there was Curtis putting a full meaty forehead straight through the ball, and it hit the floor, took a slight deflection, but ended up in the corner of the net for the 4-4 result. But like I said before, over the last two games, the Tuesday night one against Nantwich and today, before those games were played, you'd have took 4 points. That's what you would have been looking for. As it is, you've got your 4 points, and maybe in a slightly different way, but it's a positive 4 points.
It was quite a unique game in many ways, wasn't it? Because there wasn't a lot of control from either side, really. It wasn't a lot of control in midfield.
No, and that's why, I felt that, the players that have been put on the list as regards, men of the match, two of them were defenders and one was a midfielder that was a creative midfielder. Michael Potts, I thought, did very, very well in plugging gaps, but I look at the creation side as well, for me, he lacked in that area. But saying that, his work rate, you can never, ever, ever fault Michael Potts' work rate. Even though he has, a mediocre game, his graft is like 100% all the time. He wants to do well. And his meanness is there as well. And a little bit of meanness, that's self-centred. Look after yourself and your own. And that's important.
What sort of impact did you think the three subs made in the second half?
The best of the three subs, I felt, was Lenehan, to be honest. And he came on last. I thought the other two didn't really stamp anything on the game, that you could sort of reflect as a positive. But, at the end of the day, they're coming into a team, to try and improve it. And they came into a team that wasn't firing on all cylinders. They were firing on three cylinders right the way through the game. And it's important that if you come on, with an intention to improve the game. But there again, you can't take anything away from Warrington. They had a really high-pressing game and didn't really, to be honest, give the FC players the opportunity to play, did they? So, you can't take anything away from Warrington Town.
Man of the match, generally. FC United, I know you've had a good chat there about FC United's man of the match, but Warrington will feel
unlucky, won't they?
They'll feel robbed because of the time that the goal was scored in. Yeah. That's why they'll feel robbed. And to be honest, they had a very destructive side to their game.
I mean, Bowen Dixon's a cracking player anyway, but he had a good game.
He is when he's in the mood, yeah. And he was in the mood today, you know, he did some influential things. I just felt that, I thought the two lads in midfield for them, Vassallo and Brown, I thought them two were industrious in how they worked. They did not allow any second ball to go away unchallenged. I thought that was FC's problem. I thought they didn't win enough second ball or pressurise enough second ball to gain possession. And by the way, possession that they'd given away, silly. You know, it was foolish, shall we say, possession play. But one thing I will say is I was glad that Tunde Owolabi managed to break his duck, you know, and maybe it'll lift him that little bit of burden off his shoulders, you know, and personal frustration. But, you know, at the end of the day, I keep going back to it. It's 4 points over two games. And
against two
quality
candidates.
Sides. So you would not have given that away before these two games were played.
Just to let everyone know at home, the scores elsewhere. South Shields have opened up a 6-point gap now between ourselves and top of the table. South Shields 4-1 winners this afternoon at Gainsborough Trinity. FC United, though, staying third. Obviously, Basford United's match away at Witton was postponed, so they stay in second. But we stay in third because Lancaster City were beaten, and beaten quite comfortably in the end. Hyde United 5, Lancaster City 2. Was the full-time score there at Ewen Field. So Lancaster staying fourth. When it comes to that fit race for fifth spot, Whitby Town were 1-0 up against Ashton United, but it did finish 1-0. So Whitby staying seventh. Whitby have dropped down a place to seventh. Warrington have leapfrogged over them into sixth. They now tie with Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town stay in the playoffs, though, on goal difference. Scarborough Athletic have entered the fun and games, though. They're now 1 point outside the playoffs. That's thanks to a 2-1 win over Radcliffe. And just to finish things off, from an FC perspective, Danny Rackie took charge of Grantham Town today. And in his first game, it finished Grantham Town 2, Stalybridge Celtic 0.
So a mixture of positives and negatives. If you're the coach looking at that performance from FC, what are the key things you want to work on in the next couple of training sessions to address the issues that were there?
In fact, let me just rephrase that a bit. What's the target for FC United now? Is it still the title, do you think, or is it to get into the playoffs as quickly as possible?
I think the target initially is to get in the playoffs, and then once you've secured near as damn it the playoff spot, you need to go for the highest position that you can. And if that's number one and you have the opportunity to, you know, challenge for that number one spot, that's what you go for. But initially, it's about getting as high as you can and as close as the number one spot.
Well, at the moment, FC United are 6 points inside the playoffs. That said, Nantwich Town do have two games in hand. Warrington have a game in hand. Whitby have three games in hand.
Whitby's the one, isn't it? Because they're on flow.
Yeah, they are on flow. And, you know, I know they drew 1-0 with Ashton United, but Ashton United are on flow as well.
Of course they are, yeah.
Basford got a game in hand now?
Yes.
Yeah. And they're ahead of us?
Yeah, by 1 point.
So, sobering times. But these aren't... these are not easy games, and FC are going to have to sometimes dig in like they did today. They find ways of digging in. But I suppose you would just like... When you go 2-0 up, and I think the game was fairly secure at 2-0. The play hadn't been so... FC hadn't been putting themselves under such pressure at that time. I wonder if... I just wonder if they switched off a bit at 2-0.
Yeah, they relaxed. I thought they set the stall out early doors, James, and... Well, to be honest, it was a little bit of a nip and tuck, weren't it? You know, for the first 5 minutes, both teams were operating in the midfield areas. But I feel that FC then initially took control of the situation. But after going 2-0 up, I felt that they took the foot off the accelerator and allowed Warrington Town to get into the game. And by saying that, I mean...
they actually allowed them to start winning the second ball. And the second ball was important because the second ball was putting pressure on FC's back line right away. And it was important that FC got that second ball back to relieve that pressure that was, you know, coming on them.
Well, so Neil joins us now. Where to begin, really? A point gained or 2 points lost?
Point gained, you know, put on a massive point. And, you know, we don't do things easy, do we? I think a lot of fans would take it that way. Listen, we're 2-0 up. Nothing really in the game. 2-2. Disappointing with the first goal. More disappointed with the second goal. Came out at half-time. I said, don't be that team that goals and throws away a 2-0 lead and gets beat 3-2. They go 3-2 up and then thinking, oh, no, fearing the worst character, Charlie Ennis, 3-3 and then, boom, 4-3. And we just didn't stop, though. I mean, the keeper made two or three exceptional saves before we got the equaliser. And, you know, off the free kick, I thought Griff puts it a bit too wide, but Potsy, what a ball that is. And Curtis Jones to go and nod it in. And, oh, it's a massive result, isn't it? It's a huge result for us. And, you know, one minute we've lost the game and we're devastated. The next minute, the biggest high ever, and we go and draw the game.
FC did seem to get caught, though, in possession a few times. Warrington were pressing. That was their game. And it's, if one was harsh, you'd say the lesson wasn't entirely learned.
No, I don't think they pressed. I think we played far too many backwards and sideways balls. Let me tell you, you know, I always speak openly and honestly in here. We scored the penalty. It's 3-0. The next phase of the game, Aaron Morris has a chance to put his foot through it, doesn't, tries to play out, they get a corner. The next opportunity, Curtis Jones gets to play forward, sticks it out, play a sideways ball. The third opportunity, Potsy gets to do it, gives the ball on the way, the edge of the box, and I turned to the bench, I went, they want to throw it away. And I said, that's exactly what we did, and I've just said that to the lads. How many sideways and backward ball did we knock today? We don't even play that way. I don't know if it was a little bit of fear. When we started playing forward, Tundy gets his chance, he gets his goal because we play the ball forward. And, you know, I don't know if it's nerves at this stage of the season, but you're right, James, we didn't learn our lesson, but I thought the last 20 minutes we did.
And for you, that was definitely more FC, authors of their own downfall, rather than Warrington having a good pressing game.
That was our downfall. You know, it's easy to press a sideways and backwards ball. It's easy. You know, you're inviting it on. Don't think Cam's kicking was particularly good today, so every time we go back into Cam, he's ballooning it out of position, and you know he's got to do better for two goals for me, but he's big enough and ugly enough and old enough to know that now, and I've told him. But we created a lot of our own pressure.
Do you think the formation had anything to do with that it didn't work as well in this game, or do you think it's purely human error, really?
I don't know, because concentration. I don't know, we got 2-0 up and everyone's saying, oh, another master Shawkey does this. It's just sideways balls. I mean, Matty Elton in the first half, he answered it two or three times. I'm thinking, learn from your mistake. And we didn't. Listen, we didn't do. And it's good that, you know, last 20 minutes, we went with pace in the wide areas. We started forcing the ball forwards more. I thought Truckett Smith started getting on it. Tundy started getting on it. Young Finn started getting on it. And, you know, we started creating chances. But, no, listen, I'm not impressed with some of the passing today. I'm not going to lie.
Speed of the passing.
No.
Speed of the passing.
It's too slow. Too slow.
Dwelling on the ball all the time. And that's what was creating the opportunities for them to get in and gain possession.
Yeah, and that's, listen, you can't blame the pitch. The pitch is the best pitch in the league at this stage of the season, bar none. You know, it's a little bit sticky for everybody, but they didn't. They just moved the ball forward quickly into Amos and into Buckley and played off pieces. We tried to go through the lines, but we were just too slow in doing it.
Good news, Tundi Olabi gets off his, you know, his mini drought, if you like, and with a lovely turn and shot as well.
Yeah, probably disappointed not to score a hat-trick, you know, if he lets it go early. But, you know, he gets his goal. He didn't have time to think for his goal, and that's when he's at his best. You know, spins on it and scores, and it's brilliant. That's why I made a point of, you know, and the crowd did, singing his name. It was fantastic. But, you know, we threw it away at half-time, and everyone was downbeat, and I said, listen, no one's died. You know, we've thrown away a two-goal lead, so what? Let's not let this capitulate us second half. And, you know, we targeted a point against Warrington. Let's make sure we go and get a point against Warrington. And then, you know, there were just certain things in the second half that didn't click. But I thought last 20 minutes, I thought we were great. I thought the substitutions worked. I thought we were camped in the half of the keeper for 18-year-old. He's brilliant. He was man of the match against Scarborough last week. He's man of the match again today for me. And, you know, we somehow found a way past him in the last kick of the game.
And let's credit Curtis Jones, because you want a moment. Potts, I mean, I was actually, as much as a commentator, I was going, what was that when he was put out wide? I thought, why are you doing that? But it was a bit wide. But it was a perfect cross from Potts and a perfect, and that we talk about this now and again about mentality in the heat of the moment when you've got one last chance to be able to, the composure, I mean, to...
Roy will agree with this because, you know, we've been managers. You want your centre-half or your centre-forward to go and die in that box, to go and get six studs put in his face, to go and risk his life. And Curtis come across two big lads there, and I thought he could get cleaned out, and he didn't. His eyes was on the ball. It's a magnificent cross from Potts, and boom, it's in the bottom corner, and away we go. And that's what you want your centre-halves to do. By the way, I know Potts got man of the match, and he was brilliant again, but Curtis Jones, you know, take his goal away, he is a real player, a real player.
Well, we put him down as the man of the match, yeah, to be honest.
Superb.
On to Mikulova, yeah. Another tough, yep, game, and everyone's crowding up Scarborough, Whitby, taking closer orders. So what do you think is the key challenges with Clover away?
I just think it's going to get exciting now every single game. You know, before that, base for playing Nantwich on Monday night. I think there's a couple of fixtures on Tuesday. We've got to go to Mikulova, and everyone, you know, what's going to happen is now I'm going to see who Warrington plays next week. Scarborough are going to look who South Shields play. South Shields are going to look who base for play. People are going to look at Mikulova and think, right, have you got a chance? We've just got to go down there and just play our game. 12 to go and keep getting as many points on the board as we can do. You know, South Shields have had a great win today, but, you know, that, you know, let them do it. You know, that's the you know, they're at the top of the league for a reason. We're just trying to keep our heads where they are and just enjoy every moment, because, you know, scenes like that at the end just makes it all worthwhile. And I'm not sure my blood pressure or my heart rate's, you know, gonna survive much more of
it. It was great for the neutral, probably not for the two dugouts.
No, but listen, amazing scenes, amazing character. My team. You know, I'll say this every game. You know, they're fantastic. You know, I know they'll give heart-stopping moments. They won't play well every single game, but I think over the course of this season, they've brought some real, I don't know, some real good times back in, I think.
And they never give in.
And they never give in. They've got that belief in the squad.
I just wondered whether there was a bit of body language that showed that, but not a bit of it. No. So, well, thank you. And over 2,000 here, which is always great.
2,088. It's incredible, that, you know, and the noise that they made. And do you know what? Even when we went 4-3 down, you know, they were going and going and going. And they were kind of, I talk about it as well, but they were sucking the ball in the back of the net. And then when it went in, and the scenes at the end, I keep saying I'm not going to see these things. I keep seeing it.
On a more positive note, you know, we were talking, you know, within the game, and you've got to look at this as a whole and as a big positive. The last two games, Nantwich and today, you'd have took 4 points before 100%. Those games were even kicked off, and you've got 4 points, and that is the biggest positive.
Yeah, that's
of
brilliant. That's great. That's talking about points, that's a great point. And when you put it like that,
might not have been the way you thought it would.
No,
be,
it wouldn't have
but
been.
The outcome's been bang
no,
on.
No, it wouldn't have been. Yeah. So, listen, we're happy. You know, thanks to everyone today. We've just got to look forward to Mikulova now. We've got a big week coming up. It's the club annual bowling tomorrow, when all the players are going bowling, you know, with the supporters and the kids. We'll be in Tuesday, we'll be in Wednesday, we'll be in Thursday, and then we'll be going down to Mikulova next Saturday. So, you know, we'll see a lot of each other this week, but, you know, we're going to enjoy each other's company and enjoy today. Enjoy today. Moments like this, it's, you know, you've got to savour, you've got to enjoy it.
Neil Reynolds speaking on Saturday following that dramatic 4-4 draw with Warrington Town. Next up for the Reds will be a tough away trip to Mikulova Sports this coming Saturday. The address for the ground is Station Road, Mikulova, Derbyshire, DE39FE. That's Station Road, DE39FE. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. right here on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.